Welcome to Nightbus Playbook. Edit, polish, enable, and live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're taking a rough loop and turning it into something that feels like a proper tune. Not just a sketch sitting on the timeline, but an edit with attitude, movement, and a bit of grime. The big idea here is resampling. We're going to bounce sounds from inside your own project, then chop, reverse, filter, and replace them so the arrangement starts to feel intentional and alive. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner-friendly and using stock Ableton tools. By the end, you'll understand how to make a simple drum and bass loop feel like it's actually going somewhere. That's the goal. Less loop, more record. First, set your project up for DNB. Aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Turn on the metronome and use a nice simple grid so editing stays clean. I usually start with tracks for drums, break layer, bass, atmosphere or FX, resample audio, and a few return tracks for reverb and delay. That gives you a solid layout before you even start writing. Now let's build the foundation. For jungle and old school DNB, the drums need swing, punch, and a little wear around the edges. Think kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then add some ghost notes or chopped breaks to give it motion. Load up a drum rack, place your kick, snare, hats, and break slices, and program a 1 or 2 bar loop. Once the groove is there, polish it gently. On the drum bus, try EQ 8 first, just to clear out any mighty low mids if they're getting in the way. Then add drum bus for drive and glue, a glue compressor for a bit of squeeze, and a little saturator with soft clip-on. You do not need to overcook it. The point is to make the drums feel like they belong together, not to flatten all the life out of them. Next up is bass. For this style, bass usually works best when it's simple, weighty, and rhythmically clear. Use wavy double, operator, or analog and build something that sits underneath the drums without fighting them. A sine or basic square is a great starting point. Add a little extra layer if you want grit, filter it low, and keep the notes short and deliberate. Old school DNB bass often works because it leaves space. It answers the drums instead of talking over them. Process the bass lightly. EQ out unnecessary highs if it's acting like a sub. Add a touch of saturation for harmonics. Use a compressor or sidechain if the kick and bass are colliding. And if the low end is getting wide or messy, use utility to keep that sub centered and stable. A clean sub is important, even when the vibe is dirty. Now we get to the fun part, resampling. Resampling just means recording the sound of your project back into a new audio track. And for DNB, that's huge. Because once something is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, stretch it, layer it, and turn it into arrangement material. This is one of the easiest ways to make your edits feel custom instead of generic. To set it up in Ableton Live 12, create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling if you want to capture the full output, or choose a specific track if you only want drums, bass, or FX. Arm the track, play a short section, and record something useful. That could be a drum fill, a bass note with delay, a crash tail, a filtered loop, or a little tension moment before the drop. A good beginner move is to resample something that already sounds strong. Don't bounce random stuff just for the sake of it. First, get a good groove. Then identify one bar or two bars that feel good, and print that to audio. That way you're turning the best moment into a tool. Once you've got the audio, start editing it like a proper DJ tool or production element. Double-click the clip, turn warp on if needed, and use the right warp mode for the material. Beats is great for drums. Complex or Complex Pro works better for texture and FX. Then cut it transients, trim anything boring, and start shaping it. Here's a really effective jungle trick. Take a one-bar drum fill, cut the last couple of hits, reverse one snare tail, and maybe add a tiny bit of reverb on the final hit. Suddenly you've got a transition that feels designed, not accidental. Or take a bass stab, resample it with delay, freeze the tail into audio, reverse it, and place it right before the next section. That gives you that moody Nightbus pull into the drop. You can also create washier effects from your own material. Resample a crash with reverb and a filter sweep, then high-pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end, and fade it into the next section. That kind of custom transition makes the track feel much more finished. A big lesson here is that arrangement matters as much as sound design. A lot of beginner DNB loops sound good for 8 bars, but then they just repeat and the energy drops off. Instead, think in phrases. Build an intro, then a build, then a drop, then a variation, then a breakdown, then another drop, and then an outro. Even if your whole tune is simple, changing something every 8 bars makes it feel like a real record. A good structure might be something like this. Intro with filtered drums and atmosphere, then bass enters lightly, then the first full drop, then a variation with extra break chops or a bass switch, then a breakdown, then a second drop with a new resampled fill, and finally an outro. You do not need a million parts. You need the right part at the right moment. That's why transitions are so important. Automate your filter cutoff on the drums. Throw a bit more reverb on the last snare of a phrase. Open the bass filter before the drop. Push delay feedback on a snare tail. Lower and raise utility gain for a fake rise or drop. Small moves like that make the track breathe. One of the classic Nightbass moves is this. Resample a snare with delay. Reverse the audio clip, place it one beat before the next section, and then hit the downbeat with a crash. It's simple, but it works. That little moment of tension makes the drop feel bigger. Also, don't over-edit the drums. If every bar is different, the groove disappears. Jungle and old school DNB need movement, but they also need a pulse the listener can lock into. So keep a stable core and only create obvious changes at phrase points. Think moments, not non-stop activity. Mix-wise, keep an eye on the low end first. Kick and sub should not fight each other. High-pass your effects so they don't fill up the drop. Make sure the snare is cutting through. If the break sounds boxy or harsh, use a Q8 to clean it up a bit. And be careful with reverb. In DNB, too much space can blur the rhythm fast. Shorter rooms often work better than giant washout reverbs, unless you're using them deliberately for a transition. If your sounds feel too clean, add control dirt. A little saturator on drums or bass can help a lot. Drum bus is great for punch and attitude. Very light redux can give a resampled texture some grit. Overdrive can work too, but usually on a layer, not the full sub. The trick is to preserve the power while adding character. Here's a beginner workflow I want you to remember. Build a loop. Find one strong phrase. Resample that phrase. Chop it into useful pieces. Then place those pieces where the arrangement needs energy. That's the whole playbook. It's simple, but it's incredibly effective. For practice, try building a 16-bar Nightbass edit at around 172 BPM. Start with an 8-bar drum and bass loop. Resample one drum fill, one bass note with delay, and one transition effects hit. Chop those into new audio clips. Arrange the first 4 bars as an intro, the next 4 as a build, bars 9 to 12 as the drop, and bars 13 to 16 as a variation with a resampled fill. Add one filter automation, one reverb throw, and one reverse audio edit. If it feels like a real section of a tune, you've nailed it. The big takeaway from this lesson is that resampling is not just a technical trick. It's an arrangement tool. It helps you make your DNB edits feel rugged, edited, and alive. That's the Nightbass energy. Gritty drums, rolling bass, moody atmosphere, and little moments that make the listener feel the track moving forward. So take your loop. Bounce something interesting and start turning it into a tune. Keep it simple, keep it dark, and let the edits do some of the talking.